discuss Lech Lecha, this week's parsha. God tells Avram, Lech Lecha me'artzecha, go out of your homeland, and he's sending him on the journey, which is going to be to spread ethical monotheism, to spread the word of God throughout the world. So it's an interesting medrash. The medrash says on the pasuk, it teaches us a halacha, the medrash Tanchuma. It says, when someone is walking on the journey, let's say you're walking, you're taking a trip, and the time of saying Kriya Shema starts, so then we have to stop, and we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When it comes to the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael, we have to stop. But then once we get to the first paragraph, we ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, then one could walk and say it. So the question is, what's the Medrash teaching me? Avram wasn't saying Kriya Shema. He was going on his journey. He was leaving his homeland and going to spread Judaism. So what's the message? So I once heard an explanation from one of my Rebbeim, Rav Nissen Alpert Zatzal, a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He points out as follows. We know in everyone's life, we always have to, there's a period of growth. We have to know, I mean, these are lifetime things as well, but to get at least a minimum level. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just show up in the workforce. You have to go to school. Some jobs require high school, some university, some graduate school. So depending on what you want to do. But there's a time when you have to focus on the thing at hand, and then you could go out and start building bridges, spreading the word, being a lawyer, saving. If someone at 15 went out to save lives, I don't know how successful he would be, meaning a doctor, if he didn't go to medical school, doesn't know anything. So in life, we go through different stages. And the challenge is always that to go, not to leave the first stage too soon before you get to the second stage. You know, we could discuss whether 5 years of medical school, 3, 4, you know, we could discuss the details, but the bottom line is we need preparing. So the question is, why did God wait for Avram now? He could have spoke to Avram 50 years ago, go out and start spreading the word of God, because right now no one was doing it. So he could say, at least someone, if you could do a little bit, it's better than nothing, but apparently not. Apparently God waited till Avram was ready. Even doing it 25, 50 years later, he waited till Avram was ready. So that's what the Medrash means. When you're working on your own belief in God and on your own self, you need total concentration. So therefore, Avram, therefore you can't walk and do it. You have to stop when you're accepting the faith in God. And then, however, once you're on the next level, you already accepted that, and you're working on the level of loving God, so then you could start doing two things at once. Once you're a doctor, you could work in the office, you could do a emergency room, you could do other things. Like, you don't have to just focus on one. You already have, it's not just with medical, with anything in life. Let's say today there are many groups, they go out, and it's a good thing, they try to bring people closer to Judaism. So the question is, at what point do you go out? How long do I study in the yeshiva for before I go out? So those are always, you know, different people might have different answers at what point do you go out, but everyone agrees you have to have you need something to give over before you can give it over. So the question is, do you spend 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, 6 months, whatever it might be? But that's what happened here. Lech Lecha, God saw that he was ready to go, and in fact, that's how we understand something else. We know the Zohar compares and contrasts Avraham to Noach. He casts Noach in a not so favorable light, and Avraham in a favorable light. In other words, he says, Avraham, look what happened. He cared about the people when God wanted to destroy Sodom and Amorah. Avraham said, no, maybe at least you'll find, 50 people, 40, he was praying for them and working. But Noah seems to be more inward. When God says he's destroying the world, We don't find Noah going out and praying for everyone. We don't, in fact, imagine all this time, not one person came over. You know, so therefore, that's how the Zohar seems to learn that Noah was a failure in that sense, that Avram cared about others. Noah was too much about himself, and therefore, that's why he wasn't successful. However, he doesn't, that's a little strong about Noah. Really, you could say is what he means as follows. They're not, as we mentioned this before, that there are two different methods. There's the method of Noach, and there's the method of Avram, and you need them both, different times. So what the commentators point out is no, you need a Noach before you get Avram. In other words, Noach realized he was nobody's fool. If he would, he saw the world was so corrupt, he felt he couldn't be any helpful. His only goal in life was to protect himself and his family, as a good way. Because if you send someone out, he was concerned if he went out or if he sent his kids out, they'll join the crowd. So he felt his job was to be insular. That's the ark, the Aaron, that he was in the ark, and there he had to work on himself. After he came out of the ark, he was ready to rebuild the world. But not that if Noah would have went out, he wouldn't have been successful. So we see that this Noah is like the ark, the insular, and Avram is like the Mishkan. You go out and shed light on everyone. In fact, now we understand, because the Torah says about Noah two different places. One place it calls him just a regular tzaddik, which is a good phrase. Another place they say tzaddik tumim. He was a complete tzaddik. What's the difference? So the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that when it says tzaddik, tzaddik refers to someone very righteous who keeps the commandments between man and God. That's a tzaddik. And a tumim is someone who is very good interpersonally, very nice to people. He also keeps the commandments, but he's very good at interpersonal. He speaks to people very nicely, etc. So therefore, that's what they point out. So the Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha HaKohen, points out that this is the explanation. Originally, Noah was just a tzaddik, meaning he worked on his commandments between man and God, and he was successful. But he realized he couldn't go ahead and be involved with other people, or else he'd instead of him influencing them, they would influence him. However, now, so what did God do? They put him in the ark for a year, and then when he came out, he rebuilt the world. The question is, what do you need a year for? If the whole purpose was just destroy the world and then start new, God could have done it in 5 minutes. God could have done it in an hour, a week, a month. Why did Noah have to stay in the ark for a year? So the commentators explain, because if the whole purpose of the flood was just to destroy the world, you're right. He could have done it in a second, and that's it, and you don't even need an ark. But it wasn't just to destroy the world. Noah needed someone who could rebuild the world. And in the beginning, Noah only focused on himself and his family, because he realized he wouldn't be successful, he'd be drawn in. And therefore, he spent a whole year in the ark taking care of the animals, taking care of his family, and he was up all night. You wait for my dinner, the lions would bite your hand. So basically, Noah spent a whole year working on himself, working on how to treat people properly. And that's why you needed a whole year. He needed a whole year. La'olam bechesed yibana. The world is built on chesed, on loving kindness. And in fact, that's what Rav Dessler always points out, that people say, let's say, I won't say I love fish because you're allergic. I love my corned beef. I love my steak. So you don't, people say, I love fish. They say, you don't love fish. If you love fish, you wouldn't be eating fish because you would be killing the fish. What you mean is you love yourself. You enjoy eating fish or whatever you like eating. So the point being is that when you The Jewish concept of love is tahav, is to give. Ava. And the more you give to someone, the more you love someone. In fact, that's how they explain. We all know, I mean, normal people, children love their parents, and parents love their children. So let's say, you know, they love each other. Logically, who would you think should love one more? So you would think the children would love the parents more. Why? Because the parents do everything for the kids. They give me this, give me that. So therefore, the parents do everything for the kids. They brought you in this world. So you would think the child's love for the parent would be greater than the parent. But that's not the way it works. In reality, a parent, you know, Yiddish mama, a Jewish parent's love for a child, or anyone's love, not just a Jewish child, but a parent's love for a child is greater than the child's love for the parent. Why is that? So they give two reasons. One interesting answer is because who is the first people born? Adam and Eve. So did Adam and Eve have parents? Nope, they did not. But they had children. So the first love given was from parent to child. And Adam didn't have parents. So therefore, we see that's the original love, and that's why some want to point out. But on a more, on a different level, the reason why is because, as we said, the more you give to someone is the more you love someone. So the parents give so much to the kids, so the more you give, you love. So therefore, Noah had to be trained for a year to go ahead and give in order that he could develop love for people, and therefore now that he was ready, after a year, he was able to go ahead and start rebuilding the world. And that's why it says in the Pasuk that Noach lived in two generations. Because before the flood, he was only a tzaddik. He worked on his commandments between man and God. But after the flood, he was also a tzaddik tamim. He also worked on his interpersonal. And that's what Noach worked on, as Rav Huttner explains, and there was nothing wrong with what Noach did. He was wise. He realized that if he did too much in the beginning, he would have lost everything. So many times in life, first we need to have a Noach to pave the way, and then when Noach, Olam Bechesed Yibana, builds up the world, and now it's in turn for Avram now to go ahead and spread the ethical monotheism that Avram did.